The property sector has naturally been subject to the economic conditions of the country, with property price inflation being relatively slower than average CPI. But the sector is a dynamic one, with different things going on within its subsectors. One area that may promise some positive activity is the rental sector. One property expert suggests that now may be a good time to invest in the buy-to-let property segment, being mindful of location and the customer one's looking to serve. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Ben Shaw. He's CEO of digital rental platform HouseMe. Thanks very much, Ben, for joining us. So your company research suggests that 2020 will likely be the year of the property market bottoming out. How, when the prognosis for economic growth remains pretty stagnant and things like job security continue to look fragile?
Well, thanks very much for having me. HouseMe's data shows that the property market has both the macroeconomic factors that affect it as well as the everyday supply-demand equation. And we think it's more of a demand side that's going to come into parity with supply. It's been a bit of a perfect storm over the last few years, with a lot of short-term rental pulled off the Airbnb market or short-term letting market going to long-term. That's in conjunction with the oversupply of developments cyclically. That happens every sort of 6 or 7 years, but that happened at the same time. And then a contracting economy meant sort of a drastic disparity between supply and demand. We really just see that trend as getting a lot closer, probably Q4 this year, for that reason. Of course, we also hope to see South Africa's status as a holiday destination improve after the drought and some of the political reports that have come out in the last few years.
So you're convinced that there's much scope for growth in the property sector, particularly in the area of buy-to-let. What informs this view?
So residential rental is a long-term play. Like any property market, it will go through its cycles. And at the moment, because of the supply-demand dynamic, we think that it's a good time to buy. It probably will be until it turns, as I say, towards the end of the year. The thinking behind resi being a bit more protected is twofold. Firstly, we do have an increasing population, so South Africa still does have an extension of that. And then secondly, as the sort of urbanization trends continue, more city living, and particularly around lifestyle areas, will continue to grow. And so there's great opportunity for particular nodes right across the country. And those are based in particular segments. So it does depend on where you're looking to invest.
Yes. We know it's been a struggle for property prices to rise at a rate higher than inflation, but property experts continue to observe pockets of growth in some parts of the country. What are your observations in that regard? What areas are ripe for investment where you'll not only get reasonable rentals, but also see, you know, some capital appreciation on your property?
Yeah, I think the first thing we've got to do is acknowledge that property has had a bit of a halo around it for the last 10, 15 years. It has been an asset class that's outperformed in general. And so we have seen a correction in particular in the last sort of 24 months. And that's sort of becoming back to a rate that can be sustained in terms of yield. So if you're looking at yield and capital appreciation, the segments you're looking at are sort of senior citizens. So exclusive living centers, whether they be retirement homes or lifestyle villages. You're also quite protected in particular pockets on the coast. That's where security complexes are created and gated communities are being built. Those we're seeing doing quite well. And then the most interesting trend, particularly for tenants, because this is going to be the market that grows the most in the next sort of 10, 15 years as generation rent, as they've been called, continues to grow, are these centers of urbanization outside of CBD. So in Johannesburg, a good example of that would be Rosebank. In Cape Town, you're seeing areas like Claremont being developed. And those are attracting both commercial lets, so companies moving in, and then your sort of young millennial tenant who wants very quick access to work, to gym, to shops and to lifestyle.
Yes. So for those looking to take the leap into a buy-to-let investment, ideally, what must the property provide as a standard to guarantee interest, particularly from your younger working professionals, as you just alluded?
I think depending on the goal of the property investor, you're either looking at yield over the course of paying off a mortgage, which is the typical buy-to-let strategy, or a turn. If you're looking for a turn, HouseMe doesn't really work with too many in that segment. But that's looking at places that possibly the entire area or suburb is undergoing urbanization or gentrification, and you'll make a big capital gain on the property in 2-3 years' time. Where we focus most of our energy is earning a landlord the best yield possible. Mm. And so not only do our fees allow for that at 2.5% instead of sort of the traditional agent at 7 or 8, but we're also able to provide advice to help you better find that right tenant. And so things you'd want in your property, first of all, you certainly want a bit of help with professional photography. We see increases, sort of multiple levels of increase of interest when good photos are taken of your place. Secondly, it's a requirement for younger generations that you don't just have internet access, but you have fiber internet access. Mm. And so installing it now makes a lot of sense. It'll bode well for future rental. We also find if you are struggling with vacancy, not only is price a good lever, but also the amount of your deposit. So sometimes tenants are actually very good tenants. They're able to pay on time, but they simply can't afford, let's say, 3 months security deposit.
Yeah.
Since Housemy launched our deposit-free tool, which allows tenants to effectively pass on the risk of their deposit to Housemy, we've seen a massive take-up in properties that otherwise wouldn't have found a tenant being tenanted through us. Hmm. So those are a few of the levers you could pull.
Hmm. Very interesting. That's quite a risk that you take as Housemy, basically letting the tenant get away with not paying a deposit, and you take that risk. But in practice, have you found that there are very few people who have defaulted when it's time to leave?
So we have found very few people. That's quite right. Our collection rate is over 99%, which is astounding in the market that we're in. And really the differentiator for us is that we have data on thousands of properties right across the country. In fact, every year, every month, as we grow and continue to develop as a company, we are actually going to improve on our algorithms and do better credit checks and vetting. Interestingly, a number of tenants use the deposit-free liquidity just for a month or two in order to get their previous deposit back. And then they're able to pay it and continue renting. And so it really is a massive boon for landlords to be able to rely on Housemy stepping in for that liquidity gap.
Hmm. What are the pros and cons of renting out a property on a shorter term basis compared to doing so on a longer term basis? And from a rental return point of view, do both strategies tend to achieve a similar end?
So as with any market, you will get to parity at some level of clearing price. And Housemy's view, and I think it's been borne out particularly in the last few years, is although you have far better weekly rental rates in short term, and particularly I'm thinking Airbnb, Atlantic Seaboard, parts of Sandton, sort of your really ultra-luxury rentals, you're going to see fantastic rates there. And there are a number of people who've done very well. There are a number of companies that have been developed just to help manage these daily or weekly leases. However, the counter to that is twofold. Number one, you have a high admin cost. So typically, someone is actually spending time, their full-time job in some cases, looking after the administration, the viewings, letting in, inspections, keys, cleaning. And that can actually cost you, if you're going with a company, up to 25% of your rental, which is quite a substantial portion. The second is, of course, if you're going short-term, you have to find a new tenant or new occupant every few days, every few weeks. Mm. And that's simply not attainable for most people with working, with full-time job.
Yes.
So we do see it work in areas where maybe you're doing it with a garden cottage or something sort of on property, or possibly you're only wanting to rent it out for a certain number of months in the year. But our advice and our company is built around long-term rental for value in the long term, where you can extract yield by having an excellent tenant who pays on time and looks after the place.
Hmm. Look, you've kind of weaved it in, some of the services that you provide, but just broadly, just give us a sense of what Housemy does. And do you think that you're in a very good position because you're a digital platform relative to your more traditional players?
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. We are in a very, very strong position. Housemy is a digital residential rental specialist. So we do nothing other than rental, and we focus just on residential at this point in time. Housemy, for 2.5%, can do what your traditional agency does at 7, 8, 10, sometimes 15. Mm. And we've got a range of opt-in products and services that both tenants or landlords can select. So on the landlord side, we offer a rental guarantee. Even if a tenant doesn't pay, Housemy will cover that for you. We offer eviction coverage. We offer assisted leasing, which is procurement, sort of doing inspections for you, photography, viewings, and that sort of thing. And then on the tenant side, the most sort of impressive product we've launched, I believe, is our deposit-free lease. But we also have a unique tool which allows for pricing. It's called the Place Me tool, and it means that a tenant on the House Me system can place an offer for any property at any value. So if, for example, a property is listed at 8,000 Rand and the tenant feels he or she is only able to pay 7.5, we're able to take that bid. It automatically goes through to the landlord and he or she can decide whether or not to take the tenant. In up markets, we're increasing the yields for the landlord, and in down markets, the tenant gets what's fair.
That was Ben Shaw, he's CEO of digital rental platform, House Me.